Okay, Chevra, what I want to discuss with you is a very contentious topic here in Washington Heights, and it involves the Nusach HaTfilah, it involves the way we daven, and hopefully as we go into the topic, we'll begin to realize that the issue is of halachic nature as well. You know, in the bracha that we say Friday night, the bracha Me'en Sheva, and we say in the Ritzeva Milchaseinu on Shabbos also, right, we say, Sabinu Mituvecha, Samchim Bishuasecha, Tarali Beinu, Lovducha Be'emes, Vahanchilinu Hashem Lokeinu, the Ahava of Ratzon Shabbos Kodshecha. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Ahava of Ratzon Shabbos Kodshecha, right, with love and with favor to give us Shabbos. And then, what comes next? So you say, V'yismuchu v'cho Yisrael al havei shmecha. Right? That is the way they say it in Breuers. Although, in Breuers, the way they say it is actually what appears in the little letters on the bottom of the Rettelheims. It says in Frankfurt am Main, right, Wir zolken das, or something like that. In Frankfurt am Main, they say, V'yismucho v'cha Yisrael. But in the rest of the Jewish world, they say, V'yanuchu v'a Yisrael mekadshei shmecha. The rest of the Jewish world, and I think it's probably everywhere in the Jewish world besides KAJ at this point, right, even in Shari HaTikva, which is probably the most similar place to KAJ, they say via Nuhuba, right? It's only in KAJ. There might be some places, perhaps elsewhere. What do you have?
Sparta, I think,
say,
we're talking about
in Shmona Esrei, in Elokim HaKam, say, Ritzevim Nuchasenu. What do you say in the Ritzevim Nuchasenu on Friday night? Or
All three times.
So actually, Nusach Ashkenaz, the way most of us do it, we vary it slightly. The first time we say V'yanuchu Bo Yisrael, the next time we say V'yanuchu Bo, the third time we say Bum. Bubble. What? You say V'yanuchu. Right. And I'll tell you why you say V'yanuchu. You say V'yanuchu because the Minhag Sfard always was to say V'yanuchu. However, in the book Sharshei Minhag Ashkenaz, in Volume 1, he points out that the minhag of all the very old Siddurim was the way they say it in prayers, V'yismuchu v'cha Yisrael ohavei shmecha, and over time, that minhag fell into disuse. It was replaced, rejected, in favor of the old Sephardic text of V'yanuchu ba Yisrael mekadshei shmecha. So on Yom Tov you say V'yismuchu, but on Shabbos you say V'yanuchu. What do you say in Shabbos Chol HaMoed?
Aren't orders and hagim actually derived from Sephardic practices? They just deviate less than...
No, Breuers and hagim are old Ashkenazic practices. In certain times, there are similarities between very old practices in Ashkenaz and Sephardic practices, but most often Breuer's practices are like the diametric opposite of Sephardic practices.
But we got some belief they came from Italy?
So there is, historically, I don't know if you could tell Rabbi Glucksman this, or if you could have told him this, there is a literature that Shaul Lieberman was a major proponent of, that many of the Minhagim of Ashkenaz basically were Minhagim. You see, there were two yeshivas. There's Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. The yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael migrated to Italy, and from Italy it went to Ashkenaz. That's a theory that Lieberman and others subscribe to. I don't know if Rav, you could tell that to Rav, I don't know if you could have told that to Rav Glucksman with, like, but yeah.
It seems like for Shabbos Malamoy, for Spartan, you shakers, you'd say V'yanuchu. Because you're just using the regular, but for Musaf,
you say V'yismuchu. That's interesting. I mean, so, what does this have to do with? So, this has to do with the following idea, which is, part of it has to do with the following idea. Part of it is more complicated, as we'll explain. But one of the big questions is whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. Is Shabbos a time where we should say v'yismuchu? Is there an inyan of simcha on Shabbos? Or do I assume that on Shabbos I don't have an inyan of simcha, I only have oneg? right? Yeshayahu Anavi says, Vikara Zala Shabbos Oneg. Right? Shabbos has an Indian of Oneg. Oneg and Simcha, are they the same? Are they different? One could argue that maybe they're really different. You know, the Gemara in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, in speaking about Yontif, says, Bameh Mesamchai. How you Mesameach Yontif? Zok the Gemara, Anoshim Beroy Lahem, Noshim Beroy Lahem, men, meat, wine, women, right, new begodim, right, etc. That's Simcha. Oneg. Bameh Ma'ango, the Gemara in Beitza, or Gemara in Shabbos, asks, I think it's referred to in Beitza also, how do you have Oneg Shabbos? So Gemara speaks about Oneg Shabbos in very different terms than Simcha. Right? It doesn't say that you eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos. Oneg, you have Ksus Nekiya, you have nice clothing for Shabbos. It doesn't say meat and wine. One could argue that these are two totally different things. Oneg and Shabbos perhaps, Oneg and Simcha perhaps very different, and maybe Shabbos doesn't have an inyan of Simcha, it only has an inyan of Oneg. Now this idea is actually very popular among some of the briskers and among some of the Rishonim. Let me explain here. I'm totally going out of order, but you'll have to forgive me. Taisus at the bottom of the first sheet that we have. You know, Rahman Son, if a person sits Shiva, so what happens on Shabbos during Shiva?
No public manifestations.
No public manifestations of Avelos. Does Avelos apply on Shabbos? You bet your bottom dollar, no? Shabbos is also Bidvarim Shabbat Sinna. Tashmir Shamita is also on Shabbos, right? The whole discussion about Limud HaTorah on Shabbos, right? Shabbos during Shiva. But the fact is that on Shabbos, Shiva applies. Yontif. What happens if a person is sitting Shiva and then Yontif comes?
No.
Huh?
It stops.
It stops. Yontif is mafsik the Shiva. So the question that the Rishonim ask is, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? How come on Shabbos you have Shiva and on Yontif you don't? So there are two answers that I'm aware of. The Rishalmi is quoted by many Rishonim. The Rishalmi says, you know what? Yontif doesn't inevitably come in contact with your Shiva. Shabbos, inevitably. Every time a person, Rachman al-Sanah, is saying Shiva, you have a Shabbos. That's just the way it works, no? By definition, correct? I'm not a math major, but this much I think I could do, right? So on Shabbos, right, if it would interrupt the Shiva, if it would be mafsik the Shiva, so then it would become a galachta. You'd never have such a thing as Shiva. But Yontif and Shiva don't always correspond, right? In fact, more often than not, they don't. So therefore, right, Yontif is mafsik. Now that Yerushalmi seems to be taking the approach that fundamentally Shabbos should also be mafsik Shiva. But there's a practical reason why it's not. However, Taisus basically argues in Moed Katan a totally different thing. Taisus in Moed Katan says that Taisus in Moed Katan says that Shabbos doesn't interrupt Shiva, because Shabbos is no inyan of Simcha. Yontif! There's Simcha on Yontif. If there's Simcha on Yontif, so then Yontif is going to come and be mafsik with the Shiva. Because Shiva is a din of Avelos, and Simcha and Avelos clash. They can't coexist. Oneg does not really clash with Avelos. Avelos means I'm down. Oneg means that I have a little pleasure. Simcha and Avelos is a stira. Oneg and Avelos isn't a stira. So what Taisvis is saying is fundamentally that there is an inyan of Simcha on Yontif, not on Shabbos. There's no such thing as Simcha on Shabbos, and consequently, the nusach of Yismuchu b'cho Yisrael el havei shmecha is wrong, l'cha'ora.
How How about the Ohave? What does that have to do with it?
So we'll talk about the Ohave Shemecha Mekadshei Shemecha in a minute. Actually, we'll talk about this now. The old text was Yismuchu B'chol Yisrael Ohave Shemecha. People wanted to change the text to be Mekadshei Shemecha, because the bracha ends Mekadesh HaShabbos, and we have a rule that you want to be Me'ena Chasima Samach LaChasima. So they changed Ohave Shemecha to Mekadshei Shemecha. The problem was, and in Rav Hamburger's essay about this in Sharshim and Ashkenaz, he points out that some of the medaktikim from Frankfurt am Main, people had a lot of time on their hands. They made a cheshbon that Mekadshei Shemecha has the same gematria as Shabtai Tzvi. Woo! Therefore, right, this comes from Reb Shlomo Zalman Geiger. Right? Reb Shlomo Zalman Geiger points this out, that Mekadshei Shemecha had the same gematria as Shabtai Tzvi, and therefore, right, you can't say Mekadshei Shemecha. This emendation of the text, right, to have Mekadshei Shemecha, which, by the way, is borrowed from the Sephardic text. The Sephardic text was V'yanuchu ba Yisrael Mekadshei Shemecha. Ashkenaz always said V'yismuchu v'cha Yisrael Ohavei Shemecha. Right? Some decided, oh, we can have our cake and eat it, because there are two problems with the text of Yismuchu b'cha Yisrael Ohavei Shemecha. One problem is there's no Simcha on Shabbos, like we're discussing more tonight. The other problem is you need the Chasima to shtim with the end of the bracha. Fine. Now, there are other ways around this problem, right? You could say, Azoi, that maybe the Chasima does connect with the end of the bracha. Because the way the bracha is, V'hanchilin Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahav avratzen, Shabbos kodshecha. And then, Mekadesh HaShabbos is going off of Shabbos kodshecha. So it is me'ena Chasima some Chasima. It happens that in some Sephardic texts, in the Siddur of Psadia, and they have V'hanchilin Hashem Elokeinu bi'ahav avratzen, Shabbos kodshecha, Baruchat Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. They skip the whole thing. But the minig of Frankfurt am Main, right, is that they say, I think right in Shari HaTikva they don't do V'yismuchu, only in Breuers, right? The minig in Frankfurt am Main is that they did V'yismuchu, and we're trying to figure out, is this correct or incorrect? Because Tosfos says that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. If there's no Simcha on Shabbos, maybe you shouldn't say V'yismuchu. Now, it happens in Rav Hamburger is a big defender of V'yismuchu. He feels that everyone else is getting it wrong, and Yeshua say V'yismuchu. And he argues that maybe when I say V'yismuchu v'cha Yisrael, I'm not saying that there's simcha with Shabbos. There's simcha with the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'cha Yisrael. So Yismuchu b'malchus chashomrei Shabbos l'cha'ora has nothing to do with being happy because of Shabbos. We're happy because the Ribbono Shel Olam connects to us. Now it happens here. Look in the Shibboleth. Look in the Shibboleth Halakhet on the second page. The Shibboleth Halakhet is a Rishon who's reflecting Minhagim in Italy mostly. Masha Amru Yismuchu Malchuscha, Pirsh Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek. Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek, I think, is the brother of Shibboleth Halakhet. Right? The Shibboleth Halakhet was a doctor, Reb Tzidki Yaharofe, no? And I think Rabbi Avigdor is his brother. So they say Yismuchu, he says, Shesamchu al Shaomer ubi yom simchasu moadechem, v'omer ma ubi yom simchaschem ze Shabbos. Right? That's why we're talking about this tonight. The Shibboleth Halakhet Tainus, that the reason why you can say V'yismuchu b'malchuscha, he doesn't go for Arshtikol Tzari that you're not happy on Shabbos, you're happy with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, no, you are happy on Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, right, that there's Chatzotros, the first source, right? Torah says, make Chatzotros. And when do you blow these Chatzotros? You blow these Chatzotros when you want the camps to move. And, like we say in the davening on Yomim Narayim on Rosh Hashanah will be Yom Simchas Moadechem Rosh Chodeshechem. Then you blow Chatzotros, right? You blow Chatzotros on the Karbanos. Now, what does it mean? Be Yom Simchaschem. So, be Yom Simchaschem. We'll see some of the sources. Shabbat, like it refers to Yom Simchaschem, means Shabbos. And that's why we say Yismuchu Malchuscha. And then the Shabbalei Alakat writes Valzeh Samchu Lomar V'Yismuchu V'cha Kol Ohavei Shmecha. He doesn't even have Yisrael. V'Yismuchu V'cha Ohavei Shmecha V'Yesh Omer V'Yanuchu Bo Yisrael Ohavei Shmecha. Which is fascinating that Mekadshei Shemecha did not even exist in his version with the V'Yanuchu Nosach. Fine. That's the Shibboleth Halakha. Now, what we're basically seeing is that there is one school in Rishonim, like Tosfos, that there's no Simcha in Shabbos. The Shibboleth Halakha is saying that there is Simcha in Shabbos, and therefore the Nusach HaTfilah falls into place. There are other Rishonim who speak about Simcha in Shabbos in a few other contexts. The Sefer HaManhig. The Sefer HaManhig are the Minhagim of Provence. Provence is southern France, the French Riviera. It's supposed to be a nice place. I've never been there. So the Minhagim of Provence is written by the Ravon HaYarchi. Yarchi means he came from the town of Lunel. Yareach is a moon. He came from the town of Lunel. So Ravon HaYarchi in the Sefer HaManhig speaks about that the minig is that you don't fall tachnon at mincha on Erev Shabbos and Yontiv. But Erev Shchodesh, you do fall tachnon. That's not our practice, no? We don't fall tachnon even Erev Rosh Chodesh. V'yira Eli, lefi shehim yimei simcha, v'nikra mo'adim, shegam Shabbos nikra yom simcha, shenema v'yom simchas mo'adechem, rosh echad sheichem. Zok the Ravon HaYarchi, that the reason why there's no tachnon Erev Shabbos is because Shabbos is a day of simcha. Erev Yontiv is a day of simcha. Rosh Chodesh is no simcha. It says rosh echad sheichem in the pasuk, but the drasha of the Sifrei, and you continue the next line, B'yom Simchaschem is Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is not a day of Simcha. U'b'yom Simchaschem Mo'adechem, Yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos. That's what the Sifrei is going to say. But Rosh Chodesh is Tamas, like a nice day, but it's not a day of Simcha. Now, according to the Ravon, there is Simcha on Shabbos. Tosfos in Ksubis assumes that there is Simcha on Shabbos in an interesting context, as follows. Tosfos in Ksubis writes, you know that to say Sheva Brachas, the Gemara says you need Panim Chadashos. On Shabbos, do you say Sheva Brachas without Panim Chadashos? So the answer is yes, we do. Why? So Omeri, Tosfos says, that first of all, Panim Chadashos means people shemarben b'shvilam hasimcha yoser. According to Tosfos, panim chadashos are people that you produce extra food for, that you make right, that you give them an extra cake. And this that we consider Shabbos panim chadashos, like it says in the Medrash, mizrashili yama Shabbos, amar kadosh baruch hu panim chadashos bolakan, right? And therefore we should know mar shira. Therefore we should say shira. We see that Shabbos is called panim chadashos. Zok Tosfos. Hasam nami marben l'kavod haShabbos b'simcha u'b'seuda. Tosfos is meduya that there is simcha on Shabbos. Now, it's not clear that Tosfos is saying this in the halachic context. There, I'll say it like this: it's not clear Tosfos saying that there's a chiyuv of simcha on Shabbos. Tosfos in Moed Katan said that there's no simcha on Shabbos. How can Tosfos and Ksuba say that there is Simcha? Now, you're going to think, come on, Schwartz. Like, what are you saying? Tosfos in different Masechtos is written by different people. Right? And we know the Tosfos and Moed Katan, by the way, is the earliest of all of the printed Tosfos. No? All the printed Tosfos on the page, the earliest one is the Tosfos and Moed Katan. It's a Tosfos of the Riva. The Riva died in 1133. He's the earliest of the Balei Tosfos that we know. That's why the Tosfos and Moed Katan is like, it's written in a different language. It's the of all the Tosfos in Shas, it could be that Tosfos and Moed Katan is the hardest to read because it's just not edited as well. It's an earlier version of a Tosfos. It wasn't edited as many times, no? Fine. But Tosfos is saying that there's Simcha on Shabbos. Maybe he doesn't mean that there's a Chi of Simcha, just that they had Simcha. Okay. Whatever it is. So far, there are many Rishonim who assume that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. There's also here, I'm quoting a lot now from, this is a Sefer Rabbi Warman. He was Nifter a couple of years ago. He used to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Hank, Shlomo Warman. from the Sefer Oras HaShabbos. He has a nice essay on whether there's Simcha on Shabbos. It happens that there is a... there is a discussion in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis about whether there's Simcha on Shabbos or not. Do we assume that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and therefore you couldn't get married on Shabbos? Now, we can't get married on Shabbos anyway because you're not supposed to make Kinyanim on Shabbos. But that's probably a Din D'Rabbanan. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha might be a Din D'Oraisa. Male Shavua Zos, V'nitna Lecha Gamas Zos. Right? That there is a element min HaTorah of... so Tosis over there discusses maybe because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, there shouldn't be, it should be forbidden to get married on Shabbos, which would be a better reason than the Kenyan reason. Okay, but then Tosa says, well, who says it's Simcha on Shabbos? Our same discussion. Here. Let's do another source, and then we'll go back to the real makar of this whole conversation, which is the Sifrei.
The book.
Because of Simcha.
Right,
so on Shabbat, first of all, Yontif, we permit stuff on Yontif when there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh Mishum Simcha, like shechting animals and Kisa Yadam and all those sugyas, right, and Ochanami. On Shabbos, first of all, you can't shecht, it's a malacha, but one could argue that there's no such thing as Simcha on Shabbos. That's really what we're trying to get. By the way, there's also different nuschaos in Luchadodi. Boy b'shalom ateres bala, gam berina.
And there's no such spark as on Shabbos, gam berina, and yantam, gam b'simcha, Shabbos falls on yantam.
Right. And what's the reason for that? The reason for that is because they're assumed that there's no inyan of simcha on Shabbos, is only simcha on yantav. So... yeah, we usually start from Mizmor Shir, but Nusach Sfarad starts from, they say, they're different minhagim about where they start. Mizmor David, some say the complete Luchadodi, some say the first two and the last two or something. They're minhagim in Nusach Sfarad. Yeah. Oh. The Bechor Shar. The Bechor Shar is the Tavua Shar. He wrote on Hilchos Shchita. He raises the question, he quotes them in the Taz. You know, what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Are you allowed to have a really impressive Shalosh Shudas? Can you have a meal with, you know, prime rib? Kisula Shlomo B'Shaito. You're allowed to have a meal with all the trimmings, no?
Yeah.
Like, the best thing ever. You could have, right? That's... Kisuudas Shlomo B'Shaito. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Tainus. Then Tisha B'Av Shalos B'Shabbos Malah Shulchano Kisuudas Shlomo B'Shaito. You can have a meal fit for a king, right? That's what it says. Now the Taz asks a question: how can you say that you have Suudas Shlomo B'Shaito when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos? Frek the Taz V'Tama Ma'od Amashikasa Bahaga Shenagu Shalolomod Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av Achachatzos, and you don't say Pirkei Avos. Ma'ishna Me'achilas Baser. Right, the minug of many. The Mishnah Berurah says that if he'd have koach, he'd get rid of this practice. But the Ramban writes, don't learn Torah after Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av, and when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, also don't learn Torah after Chatzos. No. Don't learn Torah.
Is when it's Nidcha or every Sunday?
Whenever, even if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, you shouldn't learn after Chatzos. Right? That's what it says in the Ramah. So the question is, what do you mean? If I'm supposed to eat a meal, Kisuda Shlomo B'Shaito,
yeah,
I'm really happy, how come I can't learn Torah? Right? It's a good question. So Nira Lafi Aniyastaiti, says the Bukhar Shar, Delo Kasha Midi. The Mashman Shabbos Taf Samach Gimel, the Oneg and Simcha are not the same thing. Oneg l'chud, v'simcha l'chud. V'lachein, achilas basar, de poshet to have a oneg, ki dechsiv, batis aneg badeshen, also l'mnoye b'Shabbos, dechsiv v'koras l'Shabbos oneg. Avolim u'toira, de simcha hu de mikri, k'moshikosav, m'sam chilev, etc. this Bechor HaShoar almost sounds backwards to me. Yeah. Bechor HaShoar is saying that what? That you're allowed to eat meat. Why? Because eating meat, that's not simcha. That's oneg. Right? But learning Torah, that's simcha. Now, what he probably means is something along the following lines. That there's a difference between physical pleasures and spiritual pleasures. Right? Torah is a spiritual pleasure. It's not a physical pleasure. Meat is a physical pleasure, correct? I assume so. So now, Bus is the paradigm of simcha. That's what's so difficult. So he might mean that bus is only the paradigm of simcha, whereas bus are kodshim, and it's also a spiritual type of meal. But regular meat isn't. That's the machlokas harishonim, Tosis and Daf Yudalar Moikot versus the Rambam, as to whether simcha bizman hazeh with basar is a dindoraisa, no? Right, do I assume that basar only means basar kachim, and therefore the inyan of simcha with basar today is not doraisa at all? But what's interesting from the Bechor HaShoar is that he says the whole shtickle Torah, that there's no inyan of simcha on Shabbos, right? And Shabbos only has an inyan of oneg, and Lima Torah is a day, Lima Torah is something that gives us simcha. The Rama uses a lashon that you enjoy your limud, misangem. Says the Rama doesn't mean it's really oneg, it's really simcha. That's what the Bechor HaShoar says. Interesting, right? Therefore, right, he answers the Tassus question. Now, the issue over here as to whether there's simcha on Shabbos or not, and whether the nusach of KAJ is the correct nusach or not the correct nusach, the issue really relates to how you understand this pasuk in this week's parasha. B'yom simchaschem o'adeichem, so you blow the chatzosros. So simchaschem, Bal HaTurim writes, is b'gematria gam b'yom HaShabbos. B'yom simchaschem is a gematria of Shabbos also. B'mo'adeichem, he says, is spelled with an extra vav. There are six yomim tovim. Pesach Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. By the way, there's a suffix in the Shagas Aryeh, whether on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's an inyan of simcha, no? What inyan of this simcha in Yom HaKippurim? If simcha means eating...
Mechilas Avonos.
I understand it's Mechilas Avonos, but if the mitzvah of simcha means I should eat meat. So some suggest that Rabbeinu Yonatanus, that the mitzvah of Achila Erev Yom HaKippurim is in order to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha on Yom Kippur. When I eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's not just to prepare for the fast, it's I have to have a Suddis mitzvah on Yom Kippur.
Oh,
yeah, that's what they say. I remember in Camp Monk, Rabbi, they used to tell us that we should say Zohi Siddhas Tisha B'Av when we sat down for Suda Mafsakas. He used to make that announcement. Okay, fine. But the fact is, according to Bal HaTurim, B'yom Simchaschem means B'yom HaShabbos. Ibn Ezra, however, has a different take. Ibn Ezra writes, B'yom Simchaschem O'adeichem, the simcha is sheshavtem eyaretz oyev, o nitzachtem ha-oyev haba aleichem, u kivatem yom simcha kimei purim v'shivas yimei, it should be Chanukah. Right? In other words, the Ibn Ezra is saying, what does the Torah mean, ubi yom simchaschem? Right? You have to recognize the question here. The Torah says, ubi yom simchaschem, ubi moadeichem. L'cha ora, simcha and moed is the same thing. Yom Tovim is a day of simcha. I mean, ubi yom simchaschem, ubi moadeichem. So the Baal HaTurim says, simchaschem means Shabbos. The Ibn Ezra says, no, ubi yom simchaschem means that there's an Indian to establish a day of joy when you defeat your enemy. According to this Ibn Ezra, by the way, Yom Ha'atzma'ut and Yom Yerushalayim could be a din d'oraisa. No? Isn't that why he's saying the pasuk? Ubi yom simchaschem ubi moadeichem. Ubi yom simchaschem means when you defeat your enemies. By the way, and that would follow beautifully from the previous pasuk. V'chisavo milchama ba'artzachem atzartzareschem yibrol v'chatzotros. And you brought chatzotros v'yom zimchaschem. Meaning you brought chatzotros at the bookends of the milchama. You start a war, right? Harei yosem v'chatzotros, right? And then v'yom zimchaschem, at the end of the war, according to Ibn Ezra, utekatem v'chatzotros. The Meshech Chochma explains that the two sounds, Harei Osem is the Trua sound. Utekatem is the Tekia sound. The Trua sound is a battle cry. Woo, 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 woo. You're getting them ready and you're crying. You're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Tekia is the sound of Simcha. Right? That's what many of the Darshei Rishumos point out. That when we blow on Rosh Hashanah, Tekia, Trua, Tekia, right, we're blowing that. At the beginning of life, we're really happy because our neshama is connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. Then we go through a truer state of life that we beat ourselves up because, right, we're not what we should be. Then we have a tekiyah at the end. We have the simcha at the end because we recognize that we did what we could. Now, the real Ma'ariv Machom everyone is talking about is the Sifrei. The Sifrei writes, B'yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos. No? So phrase the Medrash Halacha here. Simchaschem means Shabbos. Reb Nosson Omer Elo Tamidim. Reb Nosson says that Simchaschem doesn't mean Shabbos. It means the carbon. This, by the way, seems to be a shtickle raya against what Rav Soloveitchik said. In many of the books of the Rav, they quote that the Rav asks the question, how come Nosach Ashkenaz only says Yismuchu B'malchuscha at Musaf? How come they don't say Yismuchu B'malchuscha at the other tefillos? So the Rav answered that he felt that Yismuchu B'malchuscha means the simcha of the carbon. Right? Musaf is when we represent the carbon. So therefore, that's when we're happy. But Shachris, Mincha, we're not happy. Nusach Sfard, and Nusach Sfaradim, and the way I pray, also I have to admit full disclosure, is I say Yismuchu B'malchuscha at all my prayers on the Sabbath.
Mincha,
we don't say Yismuchu B'malchuscha, right. The question is why not? The Arizal, right, felt that you say Yismuchu B'malchuscha at all the tefillos. There's some Indian in Kabbalah, I used to say, the way I used to say this, like, was I'm too young to understand this stuff. Now, technically, I guess I'm not too young, I just don't understand it. But there's some Kabbalah reason why they would say Yismuchu B'malchuscha all the tefillos besides Mincha. Don't know.
When do you say it before?
I say Shachris and Ma'ariv. Before, Elokeinu Avoseinu, yeah. Right? You say between Vayichulu and Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, let's say. That's what you'd say, Yismuchu B'malchuscha. But the Arizal, for some reason, also doesn't have Zecher L'maisa B'reishis Friday night at Davening. He only has Zecher L'maisa B'reishis Shabbos morning. Also, there's some heebie-jeebie stuff over here that I don't know. And the bo and bum also is like some inyanim in Kabbalah. Rav Heinberger points out that Sfaradi Mekubalim had bo bum, Ashkenazi Mekubalim didn't have it. Fine. Bekitzer.
But if it's Tamidim, so what is this?
So it seems that Rav Soloveitchik's vart that the simcha is only the simcha of the carbon. The additional carbon seems to be a little bit against what the Sifrei is saying. Because the Sifrei seems to have a machlokes. Is the simcha in the yom or is the simcha in the carbon?
But the pasuk has a yom. So how can you tie to this to me?
A day when you bring a carbon.
Which is every single day.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. It sounds like there's something special about these days. Now, there are different versions of the Sifrei. There's the Sifrei Zuta, which is the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, no? In the Sifrei Zuta, they don't have Ubiyom Simchaschem referring to Shabbos. They have Biyom Ze Yom Tov. Ubiyom Ze Yom HaShabbos. Right? In other words, according to the Sifrei Zuta and the Vilna Gaon in his Girsa on the Sifrei, changes that we're not learning from Ubiyom Simchaschem that refers to Shabbos. It's Ubiyom teaches me Shabbos. Right? In other words, what we're really darshaning is that you blow chatzotros on Shabbos, but not because Shabbos is a day of joy. There's no simcha on Shabbos. Ubiyom, there's an extra word in the pasuk. On this day also blow. Right? So that means that there's no simcha on Shabbos. Now, it would seem that the machlokes over here probably relates to whether oneg and simcha is the same thing or two different things. Right? The Bechor Shor phrased it clearly that oneg and simcha are two different things. Tosis was saying it's two different things. Those who assume, like the girsa that we have in the Sifrei, b'yom simchaska m'shabbos, even though Yeshaya Hanavi said b'koros l'shabbos oneg, they're saying that oneg and simcha is really one and the same. Oneg and simcha, what's the difference? Right? Alternatively, we could say that oneg and simcha are two different things. Now, what is the difference? So I would have said that simcha involves a certain spiritual, a certain physical eating, and oneg is more just relaxation rather than physical pleasure. The Bechor Shor goes the opposite way, right? Fine. Now, just to conclude, in Rav Hamburger's essay over here, Rav Hamburger's essay is interesting. He points out that the minhag always was to say Yismuchu v'cha Yisrael ohav eshmecha. That's the old minhag. And the minhag was changed by Rabbi Isaac of Turno. Rabbi Isaac of Turno is a contemporary of the Maharil. He wrote what the Ramah calls a Sefer Minhagim. Rabbi Isaac of Turno didn't like saying Yismuchu v'cha Yisrael ohav eshmecha. Now, at first he wanted to change it to Mekadesh eshmecha. And we pointed out earlier that maybe they got rid of that. Right? Maybe it's useful to be so mekadesh shmecha. They got rid of that because of the Shabtai Tzvi connection. It could be also that part of the change to v'yanuchu instead of v'yismuchu and mekadesh shmecha may, in my mind, Kiddush Hashem became a much bigger deal in Ashkenaz. Right? Because the Crusades and the aftermath of the Crusades. And maybe that's when it changed. We don't have much written in Siddurim between the Tekufa of the Gaonim and the Tekufa of the Maharil, etc. We just don't have much written. So I don't know what exactly happened in those 700-800 years. At some point, it changed to Mekadesh Shmecha. I would argue that maybe it has something to do with Kiddush Hashem becoming more prominent. But the text of V'yismuchu, I think those of us who don't say V'yismuchu, it's because we're really assuming that there is no Simcha on Shabbos. Right? We're really assuming that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. There is an inyan of Menucha, not Simcha. Apparently Menucha and Oneg somehow are interchangeable. But Simcha is different. Obviously, these are huge topics, right? There's Simcha and Shabbos. It happens that the Rambam never quotes Simcha and Shabbos, no? Rambam Perchav Tesef Echashas Halacha Aleph writes that there are Arba Devarim Nemru B'Shabbos, right? Shnayim Midivrei Torah, Shnayim Midivrei Sofer, Midivrei Torah Zohar and Shom, Midivrei Sofer is covered in Oneg, right? The Rambam never has Simcha on Shabbos. Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Tshuva and Simon Aleph, what did you say? The Rambam wasn't so happy. What?
He said he was a doctor, so he had to work on Shabbos.
That's why he wasn't happy.
Was a rabbi.
Huh?
Imagine if he was a rabbi.
Are rabbis happy or Shabbos or not happy? On the one hand, they get to speak. On the other hand, they have to work. Right? It's a stira. Right. This question, I think, as to whether there's Simcha on Shabbos is very interesting. The Zemiros that we say in Shabbos, many of them, B'yom Shabbos Sisu V'Simchu, Kim Kabli Mata Nachliel. That's assuming that there is Simcha, right? The end of Kome Kadesh, Zayom Osa Hashem, Nagilo V'Nismecha Bo. No? Right? The Zemiras seem to be assuming that there is Simcha, even though there's Menucha v'Simcha. Even though the Zemiras, many of them are coming from the base Medrash of the Mekubalim, but the Mekubalim also say Yismuchu b'Malchuscha, but the same Mekubalim will say Yismuchu b'Malchuscha, the Arizal say Yismuchu b'Malchuscha, the Arizal himself in L'Chadodi changed Simcha to Rina. But that's a question I saw Rabbi Yamin Tabori asked. How come the Arizal says Yismuchu b'Malchuscha all the tefillos, but yet he doesn't say Simcha in L'Chadodi? I haven't gotten the foggiest idea. I think these are things to think about, but it's all based on the Sifrei in this week's parasha, and it's two girsas. Do you have the girsa of Ubiyom Simchas Chamelo Shabbosos, or do you have the girsa of Ubiyom Elo Shabbosos? And that's really dependent on whether there's an inyan of Simcha or not. So once again, thank you for listening, and we should have a, I guess, joyous Shabbos. Because we may as well be, it's a shayla on the Dairaisa, no? You have to be machet, it's a shayla Dairaisa, so we should have a joyous Shabbos. Okay.